There are no members of law enforcement out here that we can see. They've been here for now 2 days, going into a third day. And that has a lot of folks talking on social media, as you might imagine. There's a lot of criticism saying, well, if there were armed militia that took over, for example, another kind of government building, and they happen to be African American or they happen to be Muslims, that the response would be very different.
Joey, just listening to Sarah's report and also knowing that the head of this, Ammon Bundy, is walking in and out, giving interviews, seems to have control of the situation. You've got dozens of white American so-called patriots who have taken control over this. Where is the federal government?
I think we will see the federal government. What the response will be, however, remains an open question.
And last night, Bundy tweeted that we are not terrorists. We are men who believe in our rights. But he's also said that they're planning on staying there perhaps for years if need be. This is like a real sort of Occupy movement, and there's even a hashtag to that effect.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers Ruby Ridge. Everybody remembers many bad things that happened, and the government certainly does not want something like that. But, you know, critics are arguing that if this was another group, you know, there are different hashtags out there now mocking this group, calling them Vanilla ISIS, calling them jihadists. They're sort of making fun of these people in that building. But at the same time, if this were members of ISIS or proclaimed members of ISIS who had taken over a facility, is it fair to say the response would in fact be very, very different?